Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Our guest today on Let's Talk Pella is KNIA KRLS Sales Manager Trevor Castle.
Well, Trevor, thanks so much for taking some time and joining us today. We appreciate it.
Always glad to be on this end of things, Shaylin. Thanks for having me.
Thursdays in Pella is 50s and 60s night tonight. And what can you tell us about 50s and 60s night? It's an event or a theme that's been going on for the last few years, I understand.
Yeah, this is really kind of one of the staple nights of Thursdays in Pella, one that's been going on since really the beginning of Thursdays in Pella 10 or 12 years ago. And, you know, we at the radio station love being involved in all the different activities and love that we're able to kind of pay homage to one of, you know, one of the eras of our business with the yesterday's music, and a lot of fun. I mean, there's a ton of different things for people of all ages, kids of all ages. First thing at 5:30 is going to be our poker run. Probably the biggest part of this night is a big car show that we do. And so people can start bringing their classic cars, or really even if it's a modern day hot rod that they want to bring down. We're not prejudiced to just the old cars, but that's what most people bring down is their classics. And so they can bring them down starting at 5:30, and then we do a poker run around town. And for people that may not be familiar with that concept, basically we're going to have seven different locations, businesses around town where people drive their car to, pop in the front door of the shop, grab a playing card, make the loop, and come back downtown. And at the end, you'll make your best five-card poker hand, and then the winner will get $50 in chamber bucks from the Chamber of Commerce. We've got a lot of great local businesses partnering up with us on that. We've got Central Cellular, Ulrich Ford, we've got Hy-Vee, we've got Pella Motors, Subway, and the Pizza Ranch, and then the Big Red Radio right downtown is the seventh stop on there. So appreciate all those businesses that are joining up with us for that. And then, again, starting at 5:30, people can bring their car down, go on the poker run if they choose, or just grab their spot downtown and get their car set up and open the hood, start shining the tires a little bit. One thing that we're really excited about that'll make it different and new this year is the hogs will be here. We've got, of course, the big Iowa hog rally this weekend, and those folks know that we've got our big car show going on tonight, and so many of them are going to be coming into town already tonight to be a part of that. And each year we always have some plaques for the best of the best, if you will. We've got a best in show, and we've got a people's choice. This year, we're adding a best hog. So we're accommodating that group as well. We're going to let the people pick their favorite Harley, and we're going to give out a nice plaque on behalf of Thursdays in Pella for the best hog. So that's something new and different this year, and we're really excited to really get the first look at all those bikes that are coming into town.
Certainly something friendly for two and four wheels alike and a lot of fun.
Exactly. So the car show, again, the biggest part of that, but we also, you know, we've got Elvis, Alan Roebuck, been doing this for many, many years as well. He'll hit the Tulip Torn stage at 6 o'clock and perform for about an hour or so. We know we've got a lot of fans of Alan's and Elvis that like to see what he does. At 7 o'clock, we got a lot of kids' activities, and we like to try to get the adults involved as well. But we do a bubblegum blowing contest, we do a hula hoop contest, and we do a twist contest. We break out the old chubby checker, get it blasting from the Big Red Radio, and see who can do the best twisting. So we've got prizes, some tickets to different area attractions that we provide to the winners of those contests. And again, try to make that a lot of fun. And then, just like every other night with Thursdays in Pella, the city band's going to cap things off. They'll be on the Tulip Torn stage at 8 o'clock is kind of the grand finale of the evening.
Sure, all those normal things that folks are used to on Thursdays in Pella, lots of great food vendors out too, I'm sure.
It is going to be jam-packed downtown. I'm going to apologize in advance to people that drive up north on Main Street and see that they can't go left and they can't go straight. They're going to have one option, and that's to turn right, because we're going to have the Franklin Street block right in front of the Tulip Torn closed off. That's where all the classic cars are going to be. And we're going to have the Main Street block between the square, or, you know, basically between the town square and, you know, Stravers and Van Berkham and those. That block of Main Street is going to be closed off as well, because that's where all the Harleys are going to go, and that's where the food vendors are going to be. So,
and as you said, this is an event that's been, or a theme that's been going on for several years, and other themes come and go. But over the years, how has this particular evening seen a lot of success, growth?
It is a huge, I mean, there's a lot of people that like to kick the tires of nice, old, good-looking classic cars. And so that is, you know, I keep saying that is a big part of the night, but it really is. People just love the interaction with, you know, the guy that owns the 67 Corvair or whatever car that you loved when you were growing up as a kid, and getting a chance to talk with the guy that owns it now or whatever. I don't even know if a 67 Corvair exists. I'm not a car guy. But people that are on the other, God, that guy's an idiot. He doesn't know about cars. That's true. But the people that do that, pop the hood of the car and like to look underneath and see everything that's under there. And there's just a lot of great interaction with that. So, and I think the Hogs are going to add a tremendous part of that. I mean, there's going to be some sweet motorcycles that are in town. So, but in years past, the car show has always been a lot of fun, and we have a ton of fun with those contests that we do around the Big Red Radio, trying to pull some old people in and getting them to do the twist contest and having fun with that, making the kids. I mean, there's kids that could sit there and hula hoop for about 14 straight days. So, I mean, it's a lot of fun, and it's one of those things that once a year people just love to come downtown and enjoy some of those activities that we put together.
Are you going to be on the call for some of those contests?
Oh, baby, yep. I'm on the PA, yep. The hula hoop, those kids could go all night. So we make them jump on one foot, try to jump up and down while they're doing it, or spin around. You got to do something to get that hula hoop from around their waist. And the twist as well, try to make them do some crazy things while Chubby's playing in the background. One thing I do want to mention that's kind of new this year, it was one of the things that was scheduled for a few weeks ago, that with a rain out at Thursdays in Pella, mm-hmm. they're trying to juggle some of those things around. Pella Regional Health Center's got a therapy car simulator that fits in with the car theme of our night. So they've rescheduled that. So Pella Regional Health Center will have their therapy car simulator downtown tonight as well. Opportunity for folks to check out what that's all about.
All right, so again, lots of great events, lots of fun stuff to check out, great contests, and we'll hope for great weather and another great turnout for 50s and 60s night.
We hope that folks will start coming downtown around 5:30, 6 o'clock, and the festivities should be going until right around 9 o'clock. So it should be a great night. Hope to see everybody there tonight. Thanks,
Shaylen. Thank you.
Again, that was our guest, Trevor Castle, on today's Let's Talk Pella. Today's Let's Talk program is available on demand at KNIAKRLS.com and the Radio Audio Media Player. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine for your official Weather Eye Meteorologist forecast on KNIAKRLS.